I would like to call to order the Special Public Works Committee meeting. It is Tuesday, December 10th at 5:15. All members of the committee are present and appropriate staff. The press and public have been duly notified in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. First item on the agenda is citizens' comments. Are there any citizens who would like to comment?
Yep, guess we're the only ones here. I want to speak out against this, y'all. My name is Sandra Hines. Anything else you need to know?
Your address, please.
Spelled with an O, not an A.
Gotcha, thank you.
And your address, ma'am?
624 Caroline Boulevard.
Thank you.
I think y'all can hear me. I have a big enough mouth.
I think if you use the microphone, that way the recorder picks it up.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Is it?
Yes.
You're fine.
Okay. You're good.
I spoke out against this at the October meeting. I don't know. It keeps running in. And I understand it was brought back in as a new ordinance. And what I don't understand is why we're having to have this meeting 15 minutes prior to the other meeting. The only thing I can guess the reason why we're having is because we have to have public comment on the ordinance before it can be voted on for the final time. I'm disappointed by the way this was handled. If it was such an important piece of ordinance, it should have been handled more appropriately. This gives an indication that you're not being transparent and that things were done behind doors. I'm against this. It's an ordinance that we don't need, that is just redundant. People that are rule followers like me, I'm a rule follower. I will follow the rules. And it's not going to matter to me one way or the other because I'm a non-smoker, never have been, never will be. And as I stated in the council meeting, my dad was a smoker. He died from small cell lung cancer. Nobody knows more about what smoking can do to you than I do. And I am still against this ordinance. You're pitting residents against residents and residents against visitors. On the Facebook page I like to follow, I don't like to comment very often because they get a little violent on there. But one lady said, well, if somebody starts smoking, I'm going to call the police. And I said, they have to see them doing it before they can do anything. And she said, well, then I'll just keep videoing them. And at that point, I just stopped because what is she going to say when he takes out his video thing and starts videoing her and her children? Because she's harassing him at that point. I don't know. You know, I just think it's a bad legislation. I understand the good it can do. I just don't think it was done in a very transparent way, and I don't think it's going to be good for the island. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other further comments?
Oh, of course. Of course. And she says, oh, sorry. I'll get them, do the rule following thing. Hi, my name is Frank Hines. I'm at 624 Carolina. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak. I would like to speak against this ordinance. I feel that we've got enough ordinances. We don't need any more. This ordinance is controversial, it appears, and it's not bringing the island together in a fashion in which neighbor helps neighbor and neighbor doesn't help neighbor. This is the way it's heading. I do not appreciate this thing. Number one, that's number two. I got a question. It seems that you're adding this ordinance onto a ordinance in which you were supposedly protecting the employees from secondhand smoke. That's interesting because I really understand that secondhand smoke, you have to be in an enclosed environment. I don't think qualifies as a closed environment, but that's interesting how y'all are placing this ordinance on there. It may be the way you dot the I's across the T's, but doesn't make it any less appropriate. If it's such a great ordinance, I would like to have seen it gone through without having special meetings after special meetings to make this qualify with a special meeting here to dot the I's. As our lawyer friend says, cross the T.
I'm sorry.
This we'd have to call this special meeting in order to dot the I's and cross the T's to try to make this as legal as possible. Not what I like to see of government. I spent a couple of years in Washington. I was so glad to get back to South Carolina, where they actually believe in your word and your honor. And this is not what I expect. Thank you.
Any other comments?
Oh, yes. Again, my name is Rusty Williamson. I live at 605 Carolina Boulevard. And like Frank and Saunders said, we've got an ordinance already. That ordinance is never enforced. If you're trying to pass a feel-good initiative, then go ahead and say that's what you're trying to do. I know what we're talking about, secondhand smoke, blah, 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 whatever. But the beach is a wide-open place. Last time we were talking here, you were talking about smoke in everybody's faces. I don't know if y'all pay attention to the wind around here, but wind takes, I mean, you can't tell somebody smoking from 25 feet away. I know that down in the Windjammer, the business district, it's a little more crowded and congested, and maybe that is an issue down there. That's also where you're taking all of your numbers for the cigarette butts that you say you take off the beach. That's one concentrated area from the pier to the Windjammer. That's one segment. If you take the rest of the island and look at that, we don't have the problems. That you come down to where I drive, 6th Avenue. We don't have anywhere close. And trust me, I look. I pick up trash. But the majority of it's not cigarette butts. It's orange peels, banana peels, and things like that. Now, litter is litter, and litter is not good. But trying to put another ordinance, when you've already got an ordinance in a bigger picture that takes care of it, it just doesn't make any sense. And that's my comment.
Anybody else? Okay. We'll close citizens' comments. And next on the agenda, consideration of Ordinance 2019, an ordinance amending Title VI, Health and Sanitation, Chapter 4, Smoking in the Workplace, an ordinance to prohibit smoking on the beach. I'd like to make a motion to recommend to council that we recommend this for second reading, council consideration ordinance 2019-19.
Second.
Okay, any comments? No. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Ayes have it. I'd just like to say this is the final public works meeting, and I've so appreciated working with the public works department. I just think it is an amazing, amazing department. Just really, just been a total pleasure. So, and serving with the both of you has been such a pleasure on this committee. So, thank you for making it happen.
Thank you. May I be recognized by the chair for my parting comments?
Yes.
I'd like to thank each of you, past members of the Public Works Committee, and future members of the Public Works Committee. I've noted that the Public Works staff is in great shape, doing a great job. I would hope that the incoming Public Works Committee will listen and check these minutes out, because I'd like to emphasize that where we need to function is dealing with the water and sewer issues we have in the island. There are multiple. And the current situation is dysfunctional. We've tried for 4 years in collaboration with the Isle of Palms Water and Sewer Authority. There's been a memorandum of understanding that hasn't been acted on. There was a full report with regards to full implementation of island-wide sewer system that has not been dealt with. There is a $6 million debt request that's going to come to the city next year. These things need to be taken into serious consideration by the Public Works Committee. We have had two previous Public Works Committees unanimously endorse that the island should have as a goal to be on full water and full sewer. If they're going to do anything in the next 4 years, that would be a very significant goal to deal with the dysfunction, create some reorganization, and go on about implementing an island-wide system. But I wish them the best of luck, and I thank both of you for being here and making the tough decisions. And let's let staff deal with the routine items, and in the future focus on the big ticket items, which is what we're here to do, to set policy, and a little less oversight, I think, is required, especially in the public works area. So thank you all, and thank you.
say thank you to both of you for your service and all your hard work. I've enjoyed serving with you and wish you the best in your free time that you will enjoy.
Goodbye.
Yes.
Goodbye. All right. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Welcome. This is Isle of Palms special city council meeting. Today's December 10th. It's now 5:30. I'd like to acknowledge both the press and the public were duly notified of this meeting in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. First up is citizens' comments. We may have a lot of people wanting to talk about the same subject. If you would, please, let's try not to repeat. And we've got 30 minutes to do so. 3 minutes per person. Who would like to speak first?
All right.
Mr. Mayor, what order do we have the sign-up sheet?
Well, I think, do we have it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's not the first.
She may still go first.
Okay. Sandra?
Okay. I have this thing about being a person. My name is Sandra Harms with an O, 624 Carolina. I'm speaking out against this ordinance. I don't think it's needed. I think we have ordinances in place that will handle this. And the only thing that's actually going to make a difference is if people start getting ticketed for it. Then the word gets around. Don't be doing that there. They're going to ticket you. You know, when you're self-policing yourself, those of us like me who are rule followers always follow the rules. If it says you can't do that, I'm not going to do that. But other people, and a lot of times your younger people, are not so much rule followers. I'm not a smoker. I never have been, never will be. But I'm against this ordinance. Do I like having smoke in my face? No. I just move. You know, it's not a big deal. But passing an ordinance that already has rules that can govern it is not the answer. It's just an overreach of government. I don't like how this process has gone through. I sent each of y'all letters, and I want to say I really appreciate those of you who responded to me. I don't typically get involved in politics, and Frank will tell you, I get very discouraged with it, and this is the reason, is things like this that I don't believe are, you know, going the way it should be. It's not done methodically. It's done in a little bit non-transparent way. I believe that the meeting that was held 15 minutes prior to this was only done so that there could be public comment on this particular, the 2019-19 ordinance instead of the 2019-18 ordinance, which was very similar. And so, well, we had our public comment, so I was here and I made a comment that I was against it. So that's about all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra.
Have your chair. I bet I know who's
two. You are. The lady's always first, right?
That's right. That's right. That way I don't get in trouble. Well, I'm always in trouble.
Doesn't matter how deep.
Frank Hines, 624 Carolina. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak. I'm going to speak against this ordinance. I feel that essentially this ordinance was brought forth effectively last week, according to whatever. That has only given us 1 week to go over this ordinance. Do not tell me that this has been discussed all forever. We discussed 2019-18. Now we got 2019. We had 1 week to examine it, and now we've got this. We had to have a meeting 15 minutes prior to this to dot the I's, cross the T's. I noticed that you, so the envision that this ordinance has been examined well and to the full extent that ought to be is very lacking. I therefore would totally against the way this manner in which this is getting through. Yes, it will be legal because our lawyer here is going to make sure it is and y'all are going to check it. I do not feel this is bringing the people of the island together. It is a discouraging ordinance for dividing the island into groups, and it is handled in the holiday season where people are tending to be not here or away or doing other things. This is very poorly done. I also noticed that this ordinance being attached onto the health and welfare of our employees, and that is more or less related to secondhand smoke. I'm sitting here saying that, well, we've got secondhand smoke. That's right. Secondhand smoke really relates to three things. It has to be in a closed environment. You have to have enough duration, and you have enough frequency for it to actually cause a problem. We're talking about the beach. There is no closed environment in the beach. You would have to get you and another person who smokes and get under a paper bag to get a closed environment. So this ordinance being put in with the secondhand smoke thing is an interesting way y'all are managing it. I appreciate y'all letting me talk. I hope y'all have a happy holiday, because it is the Christmas time and the season, and if my wife ever lets me light up my house like I want to, you will see it glow from the bridge.
Rusty
Williams. Good evening. My name is Rusty Williams, and I live at 605 Carolina Boulevard. Again, like I've told y'all before, I think this is overreach under an already existing ordinance that's out there. If you're trying to make a feel-good story for the secondhand smoke and watching out for everybody's wellness, then say that. But don't try to encompass it because of litter. Y'all don't enforce the litter ordinance as they are now. You gonna try to try to regulate this one? Good luck.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Kelly Thorfinson.
Good evening, Kelly Thorfinson, South Carolina Aquarium. Thank you for the ability to comment on the smoking ban. I haven't counted how many times I've been here to speak out about the ban, but it's been more than a week. I think I've been here probably, and in committee meetings, I don't know, 6 or 8 times over the last 6 or 8 months. So it's been a long time that this has been discussed. And so I really didn't want to talk about the toxicity level of cigarettes that we're finding in the thousands on the Isle of Palms Front Beach, 15,000 to be exact in just 2019, and that's only a fraction of what's happening, because that's just a small amount of effort that's being put out to clean up those cigarettes, but right at 15,000 in 2019. But they are, once they enter the waterways, then they're harmful to marine life. And we all know that the environment is suffering right now with the amount of litter, the amount of plastic pollution, the amount of toxins that are going into our waterways and into any natural habitat. And we are at a precipice. We have to make really smart decisions for the future and for future generations. This is bigger, much bigger than us in this room. This is about our children and our children's children. This is about all those kids that are coming out and cleaning up these cigarette butts on a regular basis. Just last night, we had a group of 70 people, probably 50 of them, the majority of them were children, picking up almost 200 cigarette butts in the off season on the Isle of Palms. It is a big, big issue. And children playing in sand where there are cigarette butts, or picking up cigarette butts, either way you put it, it's really disturbing. And there are over 300 smoking ordinances in coastal municipalities across the U.S. There is only one here in South Carolina. It's been on the books for a long time. The Isle of Palms is an environmental leader. You have stepped out as an environmental leader, and someone has to step out to lead. And I feel confident that you guys are that. You are excellent leaders that are willing to step out of their comfort zone to lead the way for the environment and for the protection of every visitor that comes to your beach. On behalf of the South Carolina Aquarium, we hope that you will pass this ordinance that will protect water, wildlife, wild places, and this community. Thank you.
Okay. Excuse my reading of the writing. Karen Joyner? Am I correct in saying?
Yeah, my handwriting's horrible. I didn't make it.
I lost my handwriting.
Sorry. My name is Karen Joyce. I live at 3208 Hartnett Boulevard. I have two kids. One goes to Sullivan's Island, one goes to Moultrie. And we are here. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. We are here. We were here last year again requesting, as parents and residents of the Sullivan's Island basketball team, to reserve the gym for the times between 2:30 and 4 o'clock. We recently found out today that Desiree and Norma Jean are getting the ball rolling to work something out, and we really appreciate that. We just want to request that you, as the council, support our request and keep things moving along. The basketball season is short. It's over in the middle of February, so if we don't get it moving quickly, it'll be a moot point. Last year we worked something out. It was great, so hopefully that will, the same kind of thing will happen this year. And that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We still have time. For anybody who did not sign up, would like to speak, feel free. Well, once, twice, three times, moving on. Consideration of second reading of Ordinance 2019-19, an ordinance amending Title VI, Health and Sanitation, Chapter 4, Smoking in the Workplace, an ordinance to prohibit smoking on the beach. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Mayor, a motion to approve second reading?
Approve second reading, yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Ms. Mayor, quiet. And we have a second. Discussion.
We'll second
that. Do I hear any discussion?
I'll just say that we have been talking about this since the spring. I think that we've had a lot of good debates. I'm glad that people have had a chance to be engaged and share their opinions on both sides. We've gotten a lot of emails over the course of the year. This has been at least 8 to 10 different meetings where we've had public comment, and I think that the timing is good for us to get this done now, because we can fold it in with our other education campaigns regarding litter, and also sync up with Sullivan's Island. The Charleston Visitors Bureau has already expressed a strong interest and is excited to help us share this through a public education campaign, which indicates to me that they're not only wanting to help us protect the environment, but that they see this as a selling point for bringing visitors, overnight visitors to our beaches. So I think it's lots of good stuff.
Anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
I couldn't be more proud to see this through, and I just think it's the right thing to do for the island, for kids, for animals, for the planet, and we should be very proud and you know, wave this flag in a big way. So I'm excited that this may pass.
Anyone else?
Yes, sir. My question is still, and has always been, why the rush? Why aren't we waiting to let the new council members handle this issue? Were the people that are for this ordinance afraid of what they're going to think about the ordinance? Or I just don't understand why we have in this rush. I know you've been looking at it since the spring, but the ordinance just came up in November 18th, and then we've had three tries at first reading. I just wish it would be postponed until January.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else?
Mayor, yes. I just want to talk about implementation. Should this be approved? We've already started just looking into outdoor ashtrays that could be placed around Front Beach, and also some strategic beach access paths. There were some concerns brought up by, I believe, Council Member Ferenz at the last council meeting, where it was approved for first reading, whether this would push some of the smokers onto the road at the beginning of each beach access path. So we've been looking at this about I'm sorry, to place it into, to place it before people get into the beach access path, to give the opportunity for people who do smoke, give them the place to discard the cigarette butts. It is a low cost. We do have some contingency funds for unanticipated costs related to front beach maintenance and parking maintenance that we could use to cover the expense of some of these outdoor ashtrays. I've already discussed it with the Public Works Department staff, and they believe that they can be serviced by current personnel even during the summer season, so it would not be an added cost in terms of maintaining these devices.
Yes, sir. I'd like to encourage and wish council and staff, if this ordinance passes, good luck in the future enforcing it, educating the public, and my personal goal is to put Santa out of business, and I hope we can do that. I also think that the new council has much bigger fish to fry, and I hope you'll make more progress than we have, namely full implementation of island-wide sewer, dealing with the full redevelopment and improvement of the marina, and taking the challenge of the Front Beach parking lot and putting that into best practices and best use so we have something to be proud of there. And I wish you the best of luck, and if there's any way I can assist, I'm happy to do that.
In accordance with what our administrator was saying, I think it just needs to be clear that this is a different ordinance that will allow for smokers to legally smoke on the Front Beach streetscape of Ocean Boulevard, and is really just targeted at the beach. So this is some common ground, and also there's no restrictions on smoking at the marina beyond what the marina operator has already evidently has a designated smoking area. So just to make that clear, this targets the beach specifically.
I'd like to make a comment. Yes, sir.
You know, just a couple questions, I guess, or observations. The fact that, I mean, we talk about having concerns of the community and littering and picking up the trash and the cigarette butts, but you've eliminated it from, now we have to go through and foresee us being having, I guess, more cigarette butts in the right of way now. I guess if you were truly concerned about the environment and what effect this has on it, that you would amend this ordinance to include public rights of way. Because if you don't, and include point of sale, like I mentioned it before, you've talked about it with plastics. If you are truly concerned about the environment and truly concerned about what smoking does and smoking cigarettes and what the butts do, you would move forward and amend your motion to include those things. If not, it's really moot, and it's not going to make a big difference. So. And it doesn't say a whole heck of a lot.
Thanks, sir. Anyone else? As for myself, 8 years serving on council, this has probably been the hardest vote ever for me in the direction I'm going to go. I think I blew everybody away last month. We already have a littering law. I can't say we really enforce it that well, but it's there. And nor do I want the police chasing down every little thing on the beach. Charleston County and Isle of Palms are passing an all plastics ban as of January 1. Yet, here we are passing another law. Our police on the beach, I'd rather them be up on the road policing traffic and all the things that come along with our day visitors. Our cars on the beach, our police cars on the beach, the wear and tear of salt on those vehicles diminishes their lifetime. But hearing what a lot of people have said, we have been the leaders in an environment. And I'm proud of what we've done over the years. And for those reasons alone, I'm going to vote in the aye motion. So is there anyone else up here who'd like to speak before we take a vote?
Yes. The butts
stops here.
Okay, hearing another other, all those in favor of this ordinance signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And the nays, raise your hand, please.
Nay.
6-2. Okay, moving on. Executive session, in accordance to section 30-470A2, negotiation of incident to the proposed contractual arrangements related to the marina restaurant lease. Do I hear a motion to go into executive session to take action or to discuss into executive session? No action will be taken. Move in a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Ayes have it. Thank you all for coming tonight. And if you want to stay and see what happens afterwards, feel free to. But now we have a session. Just let our audience know outside.
Hey, Ron. Yeah. See if there's a the chief.
Sure.
Things are happening.
You're so funny. What you said.
And the audience comes back. We are now at an executive session. Council has taken no action on the matter of discussing executive session. And is there any...
Wait, say it again.
We have now come out of executive session. No action has been taken. And do I hear any action to be taken?
I'll make a motion. I would like to move that we authorize the city administrator to execute a letter of intent to enter into an exclusive 90-day due diligence period with the IOP Families Group.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any nays?
No.
Councilman Kinghorn is the nay. And that is a unanimous 7-1. 7-1 decision. And do I hear
motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.